Roofworks.
Let the sun shine in. Welcome to The Works. I'm Mike Slayman, and on this podcast, we'll be talking about skylights and sun tunnels specifically. With us from Roofworks, our co-owner, Derwin Manus, and Executive Vice President, Holly Bowers. Skylights and sun tunnels are offered by your company, Derwin. What is the difference between a skylight and a sun tunnel?
Well, a skylight is a cut-in into the roof deck, and it's can be a permanent or it can be a vented. When I say permanent, it doesn't open. And think of it as a window on the roof. And so skylights can be in bedrooms. They can be in, if it's a one-story, they can be in family rooms, kitchens, wherever. And they offer, obviously, a maximum amount of light for that window. It'd be like a window is on the side of the house, windows on your roof. So they also come now, just this year, they come with a blind installed in them. So you have a blind and you're able to close that blind solar powered with a remote, and that's a pretty nice feature on them. So you can darken the room and keep, if you're like during the day wanting to watch TV in that room, or you just, if it's in your bedroom and you want it light out, you can close it. Whatever, night, if you don't want the moonlight in there, you can close it down. Sun tunnel is a tubular hole, I guess you would say. You cut a circular hole in the roof. It allows you to get light into some areas that you don't normally think you could get light to, like a hallway.
A closet,
like a walk-in closet, an enclosed bathroom, you know, and places like that. And it adds a tremendous amount of light. It's, the tube is reflective, so it picks up sunlight great and really will light up a hallway, walk-in closets. And people are usually rather shocked by the amount of light you get from that. They're also very effective, and they're come on residential, they're 10 and 14 inch size. But if you go in the commercial size, so commercial installation on warehouses, office buildings, we use them there too, and they can really light up those facilities as well.
Yeah, I mean, we invite you to your showroom.
If you come to our showroom, you see both applications.
Right.
Yeah.
Holly, what factors should homeowners consider when deciding to install either a skylight or a sun tunnel?
Well, I think the most important thing is having us come out and take a look at it to evaluate the areas and figure out what the framing looks like, because that's going to determine where skylights or sun tunnels are able to go and are not able to go, what sizes that you can and can't do. I think that's the first thing, is just getting really good opinion from someone that actually knows about skylights and sun tunnels. But if, like Derwin said, if it works, putting them in living rooms, kitchens, bedrooms, bonus rooms, bathrooms, closets. There's so many cool features about them. And but just getting the best advice is what I would say first and foremost. Get the best advice.
Derwin, the skylights installed, let's say, 40, 50 years ago. I mean, I imagine there's a big difference in what is out there today.
Big time difference. You're probably talking about the 1970s, right, early 80s. They were using polycarbonate, you know, for lack of a better term, plastic skylights, and they were horrible. They leaked tremendously. You couldn't even see through them. The skylights we use Velux skylights. They're the best on the market. We install them. And so people have in their mind, it's sort of, you know, you get in your head, I don't want a skylight. Skylights are, you know, it's sort of passed down to the generation. Don't have a skylight, it leaks. We don't have trouble with skylights.
No?
No. We rarely, if ever, if we have a skylight that's a problem, it's usually because it got hit and damaged from a tree limb. And then it's replaced because it was, you know, that was a storm-related issue. You install them the way they're supposed to be installed, you don't have a problem with them.
As we said before, your team is skilled in installing these. What steps are taken to make sure they're properly installed?
Well, first, we've gone, our crews have gone through the Velux training. So that's first. They know exactly how to identify which type of skylight to put in, and then the method of how to put it in. And I hate to say this, but they've really dumbed it down. I mean, it's pretty easy to do it properly. It's sort of frustrating to see people do it wrong in the industry, because they make a flashing kit that goes for every type skylight, every size of skylight, let's put it that way. So when you put that skylight in, you are making sure the hole is correct, number one. The size is proper. You put the skylight in. You put a membrane around the hole. That's the ice and water membrane that is sealing everything around it. And then you put the proper flashing kit, and you don't have problems.
They have a pretty good longevity, too. How long do they typically last?
Skylights are probably going to be there 25 years plus.
Yeah, then especially now.
The seal on them is the thing that's going to give away. Where the glass is sealed is going to be probably the first thing you see. And when I say give away, that's where you start to see some clouding of the glass. And it's not leaking, but, you know, when the customer looks up through that glass, they start to see some cloudiness. And that's probably at about the 25-year time period.
I've seen firsthand application of these sun tunnels and skylights in your showroom, but as far as homeowners are concerned, this can be a big transformation for a former dark space. Do you have some examples?
Well, I would say the natural light part is the cool factor, and it's you go into a room and you've got natural lighting. We have a lot of customers. We do a lot of what we call cut-ins, meaning there was no skylights there, and it's almost like a mini remodel for them. So they open up either a bonus room and they might do some other things in that bonus room, but we might put two or three skylights in there, and it just changes the dynamic. Or if it's a one-story downstairs, we might go in there and put two in that and one in the kitchen, and it just changes the whole area for them. So it's a nice, it's like, I call it a mini remodel.
Holly, another advantage in today's skylights is they have blinds and they're automated.
They're solar powered, and every skylight now comes with blinds. Velux just changed that in April, so that's a brand new feature, which is really cool because the skylight itself has a solar panel on the outside, which is roof facing, and that panel is what that remote works off of too. So the remote, you get a remote, you can open and close them. It's really cool. You can just put it on your table. And talking about skylights, as Derwin was saying, the new cut-ins, but what's really important is if you have existing skylights on a roof and it's time for replacement, we always recommend putting new skylights on with that new roof, unless those skylights are fairly new. Because if you don't, first of all, it's way cheaper to do a new skylight at the time of replacement than to come back and do it as a repair. But if you don't do it, then 5-10 years down the road, you're going to need a new skylight, and then you're going to have mismatched shingles up there. It makes a lot more sense to do it ahead of time, and then you're going to spend double the amount of money us coming back having to put a new skylight on. You're talking, you know, a few $100 to do the skylight during a full replacement versus coming back at, you know, $1,800-$2,500 to do it after the fact. So it just makes a lot more sense that old skylights replace old skylights with the roof replacements.
Without a doubt. And two things I would mention, and Mike, you would understand this comment. They call it, Velux calls them blinds, but you'll understand this term. They're really shades. They're not blinds, because blinds, I think people would get aggravated thinking that it's blinds up there, and they're shades. So it's a smooth surface coming over the opening. And the other real neat feature that I like about skylights that you can have, especially in like a bonus room or even in a family room downstairs if you wanted, or out on a enclosed porch area, is venting skylights. They're a great feature, and they're solar powered as well. So you can actually open them up on a nice spring or fall and have natural air coming into the house. And it's an awesome feature. And they also are rain sensitive. So if you forgot to close them and it starts raining, they close automatically.
Amazing.
So they're great for like bathrooms. Oh, and bathrooms kitchens.
Are good for it too. So that is one of the coolest things. I like the venting skylights. I think they're a really neat feature.
Yeah, and we have them in the showroom. The reason we put skylights and sun tunnels in our showroom and in our facility is, one, we don't turn the lights on very much there, do we?
No.
It really does help us from that perspective, but we also wanted to make sure that we had just about every type on there so that if people did want to come see how they worked, they could come to the showroom.
Yeah, I mean, I would encourage that.
Yes.
Definitely, because you have everything you've talked about at your showroom. What is the address?
Our showroom is at 5413 Hillsborough Street. And that is right by the fairgrounds in Raleigh. They can call us at 919-852-2660. You can visit us on the web at roofwerks.com. And you can also just welcome to come in. We get a lot of people just walking in there during business hours. So feel free to come in and we'll get one of our experts to come up and talk to you and get you all the insight you want.
Dermot is the fifth dimension song expressed so well. Let the sun shine in.
And let it shine in.
For Derwin Maness and Holly Bowers from RoofWerks, I'm Mike Slayman, and you've just heard The Works.
RoofWerks.